بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. إن شاء الله tonight we'll be done our 10th juz. One-third of Quran, inshallah, will be completed tonight. SubhanAllah, it seems we just started, you know, this last Wednesday, we started Salat al-Tarawih, and just days are just flying by, just going by so quickly. What we'll do, inshallah, for the next days that we have left of Ramadan, is Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, he has compiled a book on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of those sunnahs which are practical and descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, I thought of, inshallah, going through this book and inshallah, let's see how much we can cover every single night. The benefit of this book is so that inshallah, we can adapt and know and practice the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more we practice these sunnahs and the more we follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more inshallah we'll be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is a way of getting closer to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us very, very, very in simple words, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you truly love Allah, then there's something that needs to be done. It's not just about words that we love Allah. Everyone claims that they love their God, but there's something practically that we have to do. And what is that? Practice and follow and adapt to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, as we go through the description, the first chapter on this, as Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has compiled, the book is called Shamahil, Shamahil Tirmidhi. And I would advise all of us to have this book and read it at home with our children and with our family members so that we know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, honestly, we ask ourselves how much do we know about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And how many sunnahs can we, you know, can we count on our fingers that we can say, yeah, these are the sunnahs that I know and these are the ones which I'm practicing in my life, in my children's life, in my family's life, and at home. So inshallah we'll go through, you know, inshallah some of these things about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first chapter is on the appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? There are many hadith on this, but the gist of this, as Anas radiallahu anhu, he says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's height. He said he wasn't too tall, nor was he too short. However, one of the miracles about him was that if he was in a large gathering, miraculously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make him stand out in front of others. From far people can tell that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in that gathering. As far as the hair of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair, it wasn't very straight, nor was it curly. It was a little bit wavy. And as far as the length is concerned, there is a chapter on that. But sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had his hair up to his shoulder, sometimes up to his earlobe. So that was the normal hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that when he performed Hajj, then he shaved his head. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face, it had such a radiant face that it was like the moon. It was like a full moon. And as far as the white hair, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he had approximately between his beard and his head, he had approximately 20 white hairs. That's in one hadith. Next hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would walk, the way how he would walk, and again, there's a chapter on the walking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But since it's mentioned in this hadith, that when he would walk, he would be slightly bent, as if he is coming down a hill. The ulama, the muhaddithin rahimahullah, they commentate on this. They say that this refers to a few things. Number one, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he walked very swiftly. very quickly. Number two, he wouldn't drag his feet while walking. He would lift his feet so he wouldn't drag on the ground. And number three, he would slightly be bent and his gazes would be low rather than having them high. You'll find a hadith in Abu Dawood and where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his gaze would be towards the sky. So whenever he would be waiting for revelation to come, he would look up to towards the heavens, towards the sky. But in normal circumstances, his gazes would be low when he would walk. As far as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's shoulder blades are concerned, his entire body, his limbs were very wide. He was very broad. He was a very broad person. His face was also, you know, matching his body was pretty large compared to the body that he had. The soles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his feet and his palms, they had a lot of flesh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a thin layer of hair going from his chest down to his navel. A line of hair going down to his navel. If a person or if a man has chest hair and his body is covered, it's not recommended to shave it so that you practice upon the sunnah. There are certain things of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam which were exclusive to him. Obviously we can't have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's eyes, his eyes were extremely black and his lashes were very long. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he addressed someone, he addressed a person in such a manner that he wouldn't just turn his face, rather he would turn his entire body to show that person respect and give him the full attention while that person is talking. And in this hadith, Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, he says, who is the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a seal of prophethood between and the backside of his behind his shoulders on the back. That seal, inshallah, we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail in the next chapter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as far as his hair is concerned, we talked about the length, but when he would comb his hair, he would comb his hair in such a way that sometimes he would comb it all the way back, all in one ray. Sometimes he used to part it in the middle and sometimes towards the right. So all three are sunnah. Sometimes he used to comb his hair all the way back. Sometimes he used to have it on one side. And sometimes he used to part it in the middle. This was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a vein on his forehead, which when he used to be upset, it used to pop out a little. Sahaba would know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's upset. He wouldn't have to say anything to show his anger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have to show that he was angry by saying something. Rather, that was sufficient for Sahaba to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is displeased. The blessed beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lengthy and it was dense. And it was long from all sides. As far as the beard is concerned, it's a compulsory, it's a wajib act. And where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in the hadith as far as growing it, that grow the beard. It's a hukum, it's an order. And any order that is mentioned via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in the category of wajib, being compulsory. And the wajib beard is to have it at least one, the length of one fist from all sides. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mouth was quite wide compared to, you know, the face that he was blessed with. And as far as his teeth were concerned, his teeth were very white and they were very bright. And the front two teeth, there was a little bit of a gap in between them. There was a little bit of a gap. And all the rest of the teeth were in place, but they weren't really, you know, joined together. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in one hadith that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were shown to me. As far as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was very thin. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was very thin. And as far as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he resembled one of the companions, Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And he says about himself that I was very close in resemblance to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he looked very much like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says that I saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and his human figure, and he resembled the Sahabi Dahya Kalbi radiallahu anhu. So these are, you know, some of those hadith which mention about other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they also talk about Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, he was that companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that would say poems in favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one such poem, he said, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرْعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. That as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the ability of choosing your futures. And you have been created, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have any blemishes on his face. And subhanallah, you can think, just obviously we haven't seen Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of us desire to see him. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that he's saying about us that I wish I could see my followers. So Sahaba asked, O Prophet of Allah, aren't we your followers? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no, you are my companions. My followers would be such that they would come after me, they would not see me, yet they would believe in me. I wish I can see those people. So in the same manner, we also wish to see Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, the more we adapt, there are certain features obviously that are on him we can't have. But the more we try to adapt those sunnahs which we can, inshallah, the closer we get to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the closer the chance of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. There was that woman, inshallah, I'll end with this, and I mentioned this a few times, that one of the scholars, he says, of this day and age, he says, I went to one country and they invited me for a lecture. And after the lecture was over, there was a question and answer session going on. There was a person who came to me. Instead of raising his hand, he came to me. And he said, Shaykh, I need to ask you a very, I have this dilemma, something that is extremely, extremely important. I said, what is it? I can't discuss it over here. In fact, it's not really my question. Rather, it's the question of my mother, but she's so old that she wasn't able to come. So she is requesting you to please come and visit her, if it's okay with you, because of her age. So the Shaykh, he got up and he went towards their house. When he got there, this old lady, he said to him that, you know, I couldn't sleep for the last so many days. What is it that makes you not sleep? There's something that you have done wrong? She said, I don't know. I think there's something that I have been doing because I haven't seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream for the last 4 days. I haven't seen him for the last 4 days. So he said, what do you mean? You didn't see him for the last 4 days? She said, for 40 years, every single night he's been coming in my dream. But something must have happened that for the last 4 days I haven't seen him. Do you know what it is? Now the Shaykh doesn't know what to tell her. He is not even at that level. So, like I said, the closer we adapt and we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, the closer we will get to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah we'll get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcate within us the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.